Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August. And you join Club Fitness for free. Okay.
Hey, real quick. Only because Lance isn't going to get traffic for a few minutes.
Yes.
55 southbound. That's a big deal for people. Closed at past US 61.
It hasn't been closed for a while. They're still working with an accident that happened about 4:30. You can get through there, but still some flashing lights, but not a big jam.
Okay.
That's around mile marker 169 on 55 southbound Southern Jefferson County.
All right. If a relationship breaks up in the woods and no one's around, did it really happen? And by did it happen, does it mean the relationship at all? Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes, after 6 years of never talking about their relationship, have broken up.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there were talks within the last year that she was wearing an engagement ring and maybe they were secretly wed. But he apparently was at a nightclub on Friday with a young model. And when someone showed Katie the photo, she said, "What Jamie does is his business. We haven't been together for months."
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
What a strange the whole run that was.
Yeah.
For 6 years, people talked about it. They never said that they were. It seemed like an odd coupling with her splitting up from Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx being, you know, such a different personality than Tom Cruise.
Don't you think after the Tom Cruise thing, she's like, I don't want to ever have a relationship in the public eye again.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at Suri. We just talked about her. And, you know, she's grown up, but there hasn't been a picture of Tom Cruise and Suri together in 6 or 7 years. And so people are wondering if he's even in her life anymore. She keeps a and she lives in New York City.
Yeah.
She keeps a very, very private life. Now, for, I guess, the flip side of this relationship, The Rock, after dating his girlfriend for 12 years... They have two daughters, 3 and 16. 16 months. they married Sunday in Hawaii. By the way, her name's Lauren, and her dad was the drummer on the first two Boston albums in the 70s.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right.
No
I forgot
way.
About that.
Sib Hashan?
I always thought it was Hashian, but I could
that's
be wrong.
That's probably Hashian. Yeah, you're right. Good for you.
No way.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Alex Rodriguez. He may be Kevin's new Chrissy Teigen with all the stories he has to post about A-Rod.
I just told Courtney that this morning. Yep.
So, the latest story about Alex Rodriguez is that his daughters are really bothered by him constantly posting on social media, including posting about them. Every time he posts something, they both send him a DM and say, "Dad, seriously? I'm going into high school next year." This is how bullying starts. And he's like, okay, I'll erase it. But they're 11 and 14. They don't want him commenting on their social media. He's not allowed to follow them. So he fessed up. He said, "I have a burner account."
Oh, really?
He has a fake account to follow his daughters on social media.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah. You have no idea what... You know what? You don't know because you don't know what's available to them.
And right. A-Rod, no stranger to breaking rules. So
yeah. Well, and also, don't you think that he has a burner account because he definitely knows what people are capable of in relationships?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Before he settled down with Jennifer Lopez, he was not exactly innocent. 19 weeks at number one, the longest streak in chart history, an Old Town Road by Lil Nas X has has been bumped from the top spot. He tweeted yesterday, congratulations to Billie Eilish. You deserve this. Huh. Her song Bad Guy is number one. By the way, that Old Town Road had a bunch of remixes, and she remixed hers with her childhood idol, Justin Bieber.
I'd have thought one of those Sheeran tracks would have bumped him. That's interesting.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I can't believe it was number one for so long. And there's also a list of comedies that could never be made today. It's so true. And looking back on these lists, it's like, oh, yeah, I can see that.
But not all of them. Just scenes. A lot of scenes.
Yeah, a lot of
them.
You cut the scene out or you change it around.
The toy, they talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say. Or the whole premise of the movie, like
but
the toy.
But they wink at all of that.
Right.
Yeah,
You know, Richard Pryor's part of the
joke on that. And they addressed it in the toy.
But I can see it being a hard sell.
The weird thing was, like, you know, Blazing Saddles should have been a Richard Pryor vehicle. He should have starred in that. But they thought he was too controversial at the time, so they got Cleavon Little.
Yeah, no matter what, that movie was going to be controversial.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles number one on the list. Then Silver Streak with Richard Pryor. Dressing up Gene Wilder in blackface. Richard Pryor in The Toy, if you didn't see that movie from the early 80s. A rich white man buys Richard Pryor to be his son's toy. He buys a black man.
Yeah, the guy that was the kid, he was in a ton of things, that's Scotty Schwartz, and then he went on to Pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, man, as a kid, I watched that movie.
Oh, right? Because Richard Pryor's a genius.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's some of Ned Beatty's best work.
Oh. Heather's 16 Candles with the Long Duck Dong character. Mm-hmm. And Zapped, where a young Scott Baio uses telekinesis to look up girls' skirts.
Yeah. Come on, it was all in fun.
That one just couldn't be made now because Scott Baio's.
Yes.
Right.
And Willie Ames.
Oh, Willie Ames. He went on to be the opposite of a porn star. He became like Mr. Bible. He became a superhero.
Bible Man.
Yes.
Bible Man, that's what it was.
Mr. Bible. That's not very super.
I know. I can't remember. Bible Man. That's the Schmidt.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August and join Club Fitness for free. So Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes have allegedly broke up after 6 years of never confirming that they were together. Because of that, someone put up a list of the most devastating celebrity breakups of all time. And I would agree with most of these. Number one on the list.
Brad and Jennifer.
No, Anna Faris and Chris Pratt. I was
all
really
time?
Yep.
I was bummed. Really?
Yeah,
I was bummed about
that.
I was really bummed about that one. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
Oh yeah.
Not as bummed.
Yeah, but it was at the time.
It was a big deal. And I remember it happened. They thought it would go away. They announced it, I think, on Thanksgiving or the night before Thanksgiving, hoping that they would have a 4-day window where everyone would get out all the feels. It didn't happen. Brad and Jennifer come in at number three. Will Arnett and Amy Poehler. That one really broke me up, too. That was number four. And number five, the band ABBA.
Oh, yeah, they all dated each other.
You can see the whole list online at Y98.
Yeah, who knows how long that would have continued had they not all had problems in their love lives.
Right. Speaking of, and by the way, when you see the list at Y98.com, it's Andrew Garfield, not Andre Garfield and Emma Stone.
No. It'll be fixed in a moment.
Yeah. Don't you want to punch her in the face a little bit, Kevin?
No, I don't think he does.
After the show.
Okay. I think he does.
The Morning Show, the new show on Apple TV starring Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell. They have released the first full trailer. The trailer that they released last week or the week before was of them as the camera was panning all of the soundstage and the behind-the-scenes dressing rooms, and you could hear all of their voices interspersed with each other, but now you get to see them.
It looks so good.
And how do I watch something on Apple TV?
I don't know, but I'll find out when it comes out.
Do I have to subscribe to a streaming service or just download something?
Do you have to have an Apple TV?
Oh, I have an Apple TV.
You don't have to have an Apple TV. We'll do more research on it.
Okay. Yeah, because I really want to know.
Yeah. Tracy Morgan has joined the cast of the Coming to America sequel. It seems like they add a new person each day. And
yeah, it's going to be...
It's going to be really,
really,
really good.
I'm very hopeful for it.
Kevin Smith announced at the PowerCon convention in California that he is rebooting He-Man with a new cartoon for Netflix.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they rebooted She-Ra, and my daughter's a huge fan.
Yeah. They said, wholly original story, but they're going to focus on the unresolved storylines from the 80s.
Well, and there's rumors, too.
Because I've been waiting.
Yeah, right?
But who does Tila end up with?
They're supposed to have a He-Man live-action film coming out in a couple of years, too.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And, according to a new poll, do not remake Harry Potter. Fans don't want the movies rebooted ever. I think that was maybe one of the best casting jobs ever. Especially when you look at the fact that they were all child actors.
Yeah,
Daniel Radcliffe was perfect. Emma Watson was perfect.
Usually they're, you know, after somebody's read a book, there are lots of complaints about the casting. You didn't hear a lot about that cast.
No. No, so great. And then as they aged, they were also great. It's not like they grew up and you realized, oh, they're bad actors. Like some of the people on Modern Family that Courtney dislikes.
Yeah, I mean, really, Manny just hasn't gotten much better. I still love the show, but...
And celebrities, they have millions of followers on social media, but how many of them are real? They crunch the numbers, and the celebrities with the most fake social media followers. Are you curious?
Yes, of course I am.
Okay, number one, man, Ellen DeGeneres.
I wonder how much of that... I don't know that Ellen's writing checks for fake followers.
No.
I wonder some of that is just you have so many that inevitably different bots get involved or something. I don't know.
What's the percentage?
48%.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Almost half. BTS comes in second with 47%. And then tied for third, Kourtney Kardashian and Taylor Swift with 46%.
I mean, these are people that legitimately, I don't know. That's interesting. Like with BTS, BTS has these really aggressive fans and street teamers because they're all tweeting at all of us to play BTS on the radio station. So I think a lot of those kids are starting a million accounts just to, they think they're supporting the band. So I imagine that's where that comes from. Taylor Swift and Courtney, I don't know, that's strange.
On the show, by the way, Kevin.
That's right.
With the 23.
Harry Styles fans are freaking out because he's on the cover of Rolling Stone. And if you want to freak out some more, you can see him online at Y98.com dancing at an Ariana Grande show with Millie Bobby Brown.
What?
Yes. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that age appropriate?
No.
Yeah, she's still too young.
Does he have a new record coming out? Why is he on the cover of Rolling Stone?
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Well, it talks about the music and psychedelics, and then another part of the magazine is talking about global warming, but it says, can we handle the heat? And a lot of people are saying it was a reference to Harry Styles.
Congratulations to Monica Robertson of St. Louis. She picked up that entire Backstreet Boys package.
Yeah.
Woo! Wow. It's big.
That sounded bad. But she won a bunch of stuff. She won tickets.
She doesn't think it sounds bad.
And then you said, it's big. All the words were bad.
I will isolate that as well.
No, don't.
Must have been Howie.
Monica won tickets to see Backstreet Boys when they come to town. She also wins meet and greet passes. She wins after show tickets for the after party at Ballpark Village with AJ McLean and with all the cool kids. They'll be there as well.
Nice.
I asked Monica to tell me her favorite Backstreet Boy, and she said, I'm going to need a refresher.
Oh, so big fan. Yeah. Another chance to win tomorrow those sweet tickets and meet and greet and the after party. Okay, 8 years ago today, this is nuts. Kim Kardashian married Chris Humphries.
Oh.
72-day marriage.
I can't believe it didn't last.
High hopes.
Yes.
It seems like she and Kanye have been together for so long. Yeah. It's crazy that was only 8 years ago. Celebrity birthdays, though, include... we just mentioned him. Andre Garfield. You know, he plays Spider-Man.
Right, yeah.
Andrew Garfield. Mm-hmm. How old is Andrew Garfield?
33.
35?
I think I saw it.
We'll just say it.
Well, Lance, you want to go?
36.
That's it.
Hey.
Did you see it?
I did.
Oh, okay. How old is Al Roker?
Ooh. That is tough.
It really is.
I think I remember him being older than I expected. I'm going to say... Go ahead, Kev.
I was going to say 66.
That's what I was going to say, but instead I'll go... I know this is pushing it, folks. All right, 65.
You got it!
Hey!
Way to go. Wow. Way to really go out there.
How about Demi Lovato?
Ooh. Oh, man. 27?
You got it!
Hey. Hey.
All right, let's do one more since that was easy. Amy Adams.
Ooh. Oh, man. She was on The Office however many years ago.
Yep, as Jim's girlfriend.
44?
She was in Sharp Objects, Enchanted, Night at the Museum.
43.
I think even younger. 41?
All right, 42.
45.
Oh!
That's celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.